You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. The Sensex ended above 38,000 on value buying. That was the big headline that emerged out of the Lal Street. Let's find out all that took place on the Lal Street right here on an evening walk down the Lal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, on Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Indian markets recovered after falling for three consecutive sessions today on Tuesday. Value buying at lower levels pushed the BSE Sensex above 38,000, while the Nifty 50 closed just a shade below 11,500 levels. The final tally on the Lal Street read like this. The BSE Sensex closed 424 points higher at 38,223, while the Nifty 50 ended 129 points up at 11,483. On the sector front, banking was the top outperformer in trade, ending with gains of 2.2%, followed by capital goods and consumer durables. On the other hand, the IT sector ended with losses of 0.6% due to a rise in the rupee. In broader markets, the S&P BSE Mid-Cap Index rose 1.09%, while the S&P BSE Small-Cap Index ended 0.6% higher. The Nifty 50 Index recovered most of the losses seen in the last three trading sessions. The index fell 178 points from the high of 11,532 recorded on the 19th of March to 11,354 witnessed on the 25th of March. Global growth outlook still remains a concern, but value buying at lower levels helped Sensex and Nifty reclaim crucial resistance levels, according to experts. Devang Mehta, head of equity advisory at Centrum Wealth Management, told Money Control, and I quote, "The buying in index heavyweights continued after the market saw a couple of days of correction, which was actually a healthy sign. There seems to be enough appetite to put money to work in good Indian companies with robust fundamentals." With the fourth quarter results season being just around the corner, the participants will watch the earnings trajectory closely for the rally to sustain or gather further steam, unquote. Mehta further added that as the important benchmark indices move toward life high, broader markets still offer a lot of opportunities to accumulate good quality businesses at reasonable valuations. Some stocks that made some noise today on the Lal Street. Reliance Industries climbed over 3% on a report of acquisition of menswear brand John Players from ITC. Jet Airways gained 6.5% after lenders took control of the board and Naresh Goyal and his wife stepped down from the board. Lenders will infuse up to 1,500 crore rupees via debt instruments in the cash-strapped company. HCC rallied 9% after signing terms with a consortium of investors led by BlackRock, which will seek to monetize an identified pool of arbitration awards and claims for a consideration of 1,750 crore rupees. Loris Labs gained 4%, signing a strategic partnership agreement with Global Fund. DLF advanced 4% after the launch of QIP to raise over 3,000 crore rupees. And finally, a quick tour around the world. European markets have been trading marginally higher on easing global recession fears. France's CAC, Germany's DAX and Britain's FTSE were up in the range of 0.1 to 0.5% at the time of my saying this. Most Asian markets also ended higher after the heavy losses seen in the previous session due to global growth concerns. Japan's Nikkei 225 rallied 2.15%, while China's Shanghai Composite fell 1.5%. Brent crude futures, the international benchmark for oil prices, were trading 0.7% higher at $67.7 a barrel at the time of my saying this. Well, that's pretty much everything you needed to know about what happened on the Lal Street. I'll, of course, see you first thing in the morning tomorrow with a morning walk down the Lal Street. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nwat.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us. Do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.